Here comes Chandler Smith one more time, trying to make the bottom work all four to get a spot. Not going to be able to do it.
Takes a peek to the inside. Can't make it work. One lap to go here in stage number two.
And that trio better hustle because Jesse Love now closing rapidly on the back bumper of Noah Gregson. Don't think he'll get him. The Pat just less than half a lap to go. Now, I want you to love. He's going to have to really hustle or the traffic's going to have to stack up down here on this end. Meanwhile, leader into turn three right now, having a really great stage here as we watch the 20 of John Hunter Nemechek exit four.
John Hunter Nemechek got around Cole Custer and drove away from the pack. He will take stage number two, coming home in second. Allmendinger, third will belong to Cole Custer. Fourth will be Gibbs. Chandler Smith will pick up the fifth spot. Sixth is Noah Gregson. Jesse Love, who started in the back in 38th, is seventh. Brandon Jones, eighth. Ninth is Allgaier, and Riley Herbst will take the 10th spot. So far, the only two cautions of the day are for the stage breaks. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
90 laps down, 98 to go here in the Tennessee Lottery 250.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
Throughout the week, a lot of great programming here on PRN. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country, and At the Track with Lenny Baticki, along with yours truly every day with a daily dose of NASCAR news with PRN's Garage Pass. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today. The pit stops after stage number two coming up. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Pit stops underway here at Nashville Super Speedway. It's A.J. Allmendinger in the second position. Did not ask for any adjustments because he had the same balance, but they decided to drop the right side air pressure a half pound to help from the center and the longevity of the run. Brad Gilley.
Race leader John Hunter Nemechek had another lightning fast pit stop. All he told his crew chief Tyler Allen, I need a little more front turn through the middle. Other than that, I'm happy. They topped him off with Sunoco race fuel. Brett McMillan.
Cole Custer said the right front just wasn't working. It was really loose. So we got a four-tire change, air pressure adjustment, and Sunoco Fuel also. Ty Gibbs said the car was loose, so they gave him an air pressure adjustment and a four-tire change. Riley Herc has already been down pit road. He came while pits were closed. They went ahead and changed the tires, took down the, and started working on the driver, trying to get that cool suit fixed. Have not heard yet whether they're able to do that or not.
First on, first off for John Hunter Nemechek. Cole Custer picks up a spot. He moves up to second coming off the pit lane. Back one, A.J. Allmendinger is third. The rest of the order as they came across the pit road line. Ty Gibbs fourth. Sam Mayer up five spots to fifth. Justin Allgaier plus three to sixth. Seventh, plus four for Austin Hill. Minus two for Noah Gregson in eighth. Minus four for Chandler Smith ninth. And then Sheldon Creed picked up four spots. He was the 10th car off of pit lane. The final stage coming up, the green flag in just a moment from Nashville Super Speedway.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
From Nashville, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at Nashville Super Speedway, so glad you could join us. About to start the third and final stage of the Tennessee Lottery 250. John Hunter Nemechek is your leader. Cole Custer is second. A.J. Allmendinger third. Ty Gibbs fourth. Fifth is Sam Mayer. Sixth, Justin Allgaier. Austin Hill seventh. Eighth, Noah Gregson. Ninth is Chandler Smith. Sheldon Creed in tenth.
Sammy Smith 11th. 12th, Josh Williams. Anthony Alfredo 13th. 14th, Ryan Sieg. Tyler Reddick 15th. 16th, Parker Retzloff. 17th, Carson Quapel. It is Jeb Burton, 18th. 19th, Parker Kligerman. Jesse Love, 20th.
Shane Van Gisbergen, 21st. 22nd, Brandon Jones. 23rd, Ross Chastain. Leland Honeyman, 24th. 25th, Kyle Sieg. Brendan Poole is 26th. Matt DiBenedetto, 27th. Kyle Weatherman, 28th. 29th, Ryan Ellis. And then in 30th, Kyle Weatherman.
Jeremy Clements is also in there. 31st is Haley Deegan. She's down a couple of laps. Then it's going to... Let's let the scoring reset here. 30th is Haley Deegan. 31st is Riley Herbst. Kyle Weatherman is 32nd. Ogan Bearden is 33rd. 34th to Garrett Smithley. Chad Fincham, 35th. Dawson Cram is 36th. Parker Emmerling is 37th. 38th is going to be Blaine Perkins. All the cars that started the event are still out on the racetrack.
Right now, the lights are off the pace car being driven by J. Jason Brownlow, NASCAR starter Caden Kreutzer has the green flag rolled up in his right hand, about to let it fly. So as Brownlow takes the pace car to pit road, the fans get on their feet here in Nashville as we get set for the third and final stage of the Tennessee Lottery 250. Here is John Hunter Nemechek leading Cole Custer into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out with 91 to go here at Nashville Super Speedway.
To absolutely no one's surprise, John Hunter Nemechek picks the inside lane for the restart. He's got a half car length advantage over the car to his right side. That's Cole Custer. Cole now gets some pressure. Behind him, it's Ty Gibbs. Gibbs will take a peek to the inside. And inside of Gibbs, here comes A.J. Allmendinger.
Allmendinger trying to work his way up from the bottom of the racetrack. Now he's going to dive in there and try to get to Cole Custer. Can't get it done. Ty Gibbs to the outside. They race side by side for the third spot off four.
Leading the first lap here in stage three will be John Hunter Nemechek. Then it's Cole Custer. The fight is going to be for third. A couple of veterans, A.J. Allmendinger, and then a relatively newcomer, Ty Gibbs.
A.J. Allmendinger, to no one's surprise, has not been particularly happy with their middle-sized track program, but tonight he's got a good race car, trying to go back-to-back. See, he is side-by-side with Ty Gibbs.
Three side-by-side battles here at Nashville. The one for third, it's got Ty Gibbs on the outside. A.J. Allmendinger is there. Now Justin Allgaier manages to get up and also battle in that area. You got Austin Hill in the middle of that one with Noah Gregson as well.
Allmendinger just got around Sam Mayer. Behind him, a three-car fight. Chandler Smith, Noah Gregson, and Austin Hill.
Austin Hill started deep in the field, worked his way up inside the top ten, but kind of stalled out in the second stage, trying to get his way back toward the front. Tries to get to the inside of Chandler Smith, but Chandler Smith says nothing doing.
Justin Allgaier now going to try to challenge for that fourth spot down at the bottom of the racetrack. Ty Gibbs to the outside. Can Allgaier get that spot away? They race side by side all four.
Get a report that race leader John Hunter Nemechek has picked up a little bit of the debris on the grill. He might let Cole Custer get around him here and try to get that off.
Behind them, it is still a great fight for the fourth position. Justin Allgaier has not been this far forward in the entire race. Tries to get inside the car of Ty Gibbs. Gibbs will battle back on the outside. Behind them, side by side, Noah Gregson and Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer in the middle of it with Noah Gregson. Mayer backs out of it just a little bit. Tries to get a better angle into the corner. Meanwhile, up front, here comes Cole Custer going to work on Nemechek.
He drives hard to the inside as they come down to the line. Custer retakes the top spot. Meanwhile, Allgaier left to defend against Ty Gibbs and four other cars behind him.
Allgaier fourth now. Fifth is Ty Gibbs and several cars behind him. Sam Mayer gets the better of Chandler Smith, but Chandler Smith and Allgaier way up top. Slides over the rim. He is losing positions. He'll give up one, two spots trying to get stuff off of his tires he probably picked up in that high line.
Trying to get his momentum going again as Chandler Smith is down there. Sam Mayer had to back out of it right there due to Allgaier's problem.
Back they come to the line. The battle's going to be back around fifth right now. It is Allgaier, Chandler Smith, Sam Mayer, Noah Gregson all knotted up in there. Let's go down on pit road now and check in with Wendy Venturini.
Brad Gilley.
Sammy Smith's crew had gotten him back a lot of the track position that he lost with the speeding penalty, and he just lost it all back. He hopped on the radio, said, I either have a flat right rear or a loose wheel. He brought it in. They did a four-tire change. Turned out to be a loose wheel on the right rear.
Tough break there. Meanwhile, here's the leader down to the stripe, starting to stretch away from John Hunter Nemechek as Allmendinger closes in. The battle is for the fifth spot. Allgaier trying to hold off Chandler Smith.
Chandler on the bottom of the racetrack. Left side tires down on the yellow line, separating the racing surface from the apron of the track. Allgaier has a half-car length advantage, using that momentum off turn two.
Allgaier behind the wheel of the Mayonnaise Missile this afternoon. The helmet-sponsored car works on the outside of Chandler Smith. Nobody give it up in that fight at all as the seven car now moves out in front at least momentarily off four.
Well, you're right, Pat. It's hard to top a Mayonnaise car. Right now he's holding off the charge of Chandler Smith, Sam Mayer, Noah Gregson all knotted up in there.
We wondered if John Hunter Nemechek had let Cole Custer get around in hopes of getting some debris off the grill. If that in fact was the case, Pat, he is not able to get back to the back bumper of Cole Custer.
Now Chandler Smith holds serve right there and hangs on to it. Right behind him though, Noah Gregson has got a mirror full of Sam Mayer. He's got Austin Hill right there. That's a good battle amongst those three cars as they exit turn four.
And they're duking it out for the seventh spot. Gregson has it. Meanwhile, Mayer and Hill trying to take it away. A little farther back, a three-car fight. Parker Retzlaff along with Anthony Alfredo and Parker Kligerman.
A pair of Parkers battling for position along with Fast Pasta. That is for about the 11th position. Off turn number two, Retzlaff has it. Here comes Kligerman to the inside of Anthony Alfredo.
Parker Kligerman, kind of a hometown game for his guys here in Nashville. Looks for a good run this afternoon. He'll go right beside to the outside, and Parker Kligerman now will get that spot away.
Kligerman, of course, racing for Big Machine Records, does make the pass, gets around Jones, gets around Anthony Alfredo, will now try to track down Parker Retzlaff for the 12th spot.
And Brandon Jones will now make the pass of Anthony Alfredo. Brandon Jones was riding a rocket early in this race, started 13th, raced his way up to third, but Pat, he's struggled ever since.
Yes, he has. Challenging up front now, Chandler Smith trying to work his way up a spot here as he'll take Allgaier really high on the racetrack. Allgaier will give that spot away. Noah Gregson will say, wait a minute, if you're giving stuff away, I'll take one too.
Gregson now goes to the inside after Allgaier lost all his momentum, but he does fight back on the outside in turn one.
That's a couple of times now in the last half dozen laps that Justin Allgaier, once in each end of the racetrack, went way above the part of the track that has the resin on it, and that is no man's land, and he's lost some spots as a result.
Meanwhile, looking back up front just a little bit, A.J. Allmendinger getting ever so closer to battling for that second spot as he races off of turn number four.
Yeah, it's a good battle for the runner-up spot right now as John Hunter Nemechek has it. A.J. Allmendinger is maybe three car lengths back. The leader is Custer by about a half second.
Cole Custer yet to get a win in 2024, though he leads the points and has had a great season. Right behind him, a great fight continues between the car of John Hunter Nemechek and A.J. Allmendinger.
They battle hard into turn three. Meanwhile, a little further back, once again, Sam Mayer doing everything he can to try to get around Noah Gregson in that red and white car. Gregson right behind Justin Allgaier as Austin Hill looks underneath, trying to make a move there, maybe pick up another spot.
Gregson on offense and defense. He's trying to overtake Justin Allgaier and trying to hold off the two cars that are door-to-door behind him, Austin Hill.
Those cars running 7th through 10th position in turn number 1. Allgaier has slipped back. He's as high as 4th. He's now riding 7th. Right behind him by two car lengths is Gregson. Three more back to side-by-side between Hill and Mayer.
Austin Hill trying to get something done here as he drives into turn number 3 with the number 21 car at the bottom of the racetrack. Sam Mayer to the outside. They stay locked together now as they both get in the gas all 4.
They're in a wrestling match for the 8th spot out on the racetrack right now. Mayer has it. He'll look to the inside. Gets a little air on the nose of that car to the outside now, settle back in the tire tracks of Mayer.
A little bit of mirror driving on the part of Sam Mayer. Wherever Austin Hill goes behind him, he'll try to get to that lane and throw the block. So far, he's done it with some success.
It might be the best we've seen a colleague number 16 run, especially on an oval today, as A.J. Allmendinger tries to battle for that second spot once again off 4.
Nemechek a little bit loose, goes up against the wall. Allmendinger tried to drive to his inside, couldn't do it. They head back to 1, nose to tail.
Paul Custer lap after lap, gaining maybe a half car length per lap, so his advantage is not stretching significantly, but still easing away from this fight for second.
I talked to Allmendinger's crew chief this morning, Alex Johnson. He said AJ really likes this racetrack. Not crazy about all the ovals, but really likes this one, having a win here last year. Still trying to get around and pick up that second spot off of turn number 4.
Mark, a lot of conversation about Cole Custer. It kind of came to a crescendo last week at New Hampshire Motor Speedway as they realized, okay, this guy's leading the points. He's the defending Xfinity champion, but he's yet to get a W. He's trying to put an end to that today.
Yeah, after getting the close but no cigar award last week in Loudoun, Custer trying to turn it around. And Doug, for A.J. Allmendinger, I think this is a key race. We talked about him being the Xfinity Series defending winner here at Nashville Super Speedway. He was running full-time in Cup last year, ran only 5 Xfinity Series races. 2 wins, a runner-up, 5 top 10. So you think, okay, they're going to drop the green flag on 2024, and he's going to be Jack the Bear. And right now, he's taking over the second spot as he moves by John Hunter Nemechek in turn number 1. Nemechek will try to battle back. But, Doug, his best finishes this year. He has a pair of fourth-place runs at Texas and Portland and only 7 top 10s.
That battle continues halfway down the backstretch between Nemechek and A.J. Allmendinger.
Yeah, A.J. needs to get up the racetrack a little bit here, and Nemechek's holding him back off of turn number 4. Now he'll slide up and take that spot away.
So A.J. with the slide job moves up to the second spot, and that happens with 74 laps to go in the Tennessee Lottery 250 from Nashville Super Speedway.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, We have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Cole Custer leads, but A.J. Allmendinger cutting into that lead. It's right at a one-second advantage for Custer. Today's race brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. From Nashville, Super Speedway, Lebanon, Tennessee, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We've talked about Shane Van Ginsbergen a couple of times today. Started 28th, eased his way into the top 20, fell back a bit. Now, again, trying to make his way a little farther up the running board, challenging Brendan Poole now for the 18th spot. But, Doug, as we talked about before, put him on a road race track, he's odds-on favorite. He, of course, went back-to-back, winning at Portland-Sonoma. When it comes to the ovals, he knows, everybody knows, has a lot to learn.
You think he's pretty excited about heading to the Chicago street course?
Yeah. A twofer going on there, maybe?
It could happen. I mean, he's magical on those things. Where he really gets hurt, it seems like, on the ovals are the restarts. He drops back, he loses spots, and then he has to take so much energy to try to get back up to the front. This has been an exceptionally clean race today with 68 laps to go. We have had two yellow flags, both of them for the conclusions of stages. And I really kind of wasn't expecting that. I thought it was going to be a little bit more rock'em sock'em.
So at this point, Doug, we've had only three leaders in this event. Ty Gibbs led every single lap in stage one. He's led a total of 48. Cole Custer has led this race twice. He's currently out front by 0.6 seconds over A.J. Allmendinger. He's led twice for 43 laps. John Hunter Nemechek, who won stage two, has led 30. The biggest mover since the start, up 24 positions, Austin Hill, who's currently running ninth. Sheldon Creed has gained 23 spots. Jesse Love, 19. And Sam Mayer, 14. 13 plus for Jeb Burton.
Don't see anybody right now in danger of advancing or losing a position. There are cars all around this mile and a third racetrack right now, but none of them are running side by side for the moment. As we've seen some pretty good battles throughout the race, but it has really calmed down here as we're getting into the last handful of laps, really 66 laps to go, and this race as a whole has just flown by. Keep in mind, we're back on the air tomorrow for the Ally 400 NASCAR Cup Series race at 2:30 Eastern Time.
I tell you what, guys, I really think A.J. Allmendinger right now has got a faster car than Cole Custer. Rob, I don't know what
you're seeing. But Custer's going to get challenged now with this lap traffic. He's got a ways to go to catch some guys right now. But I think AJ's doing a real methodical job. They work into turn three and four right now. It's about a 7-8 car length the difference. AJ's going way up top trying to get a run as they exit turn four.
The last lap, Allmendinger just 0.02 of a second faster than the leader, Cole Custer. They're back in one.
Well, he's definitely making up some ground. Once he got around John Hunter Nemechek, did A.J. Allmendinger. He began to drive away in turns one and two. He's running a lane lower than he appears to be in three and four, but he's been trying multiple lanes in an attempt to chase down Cole Custer. And, Pat, you're right. He's definitely closing. Yeah, and Nemechek, really all he's got to do is stay in striking distance. Now, if Custer gets held up at all in any kind of battle with second, that'll pull Nemechek right up there. They run off of turn number four. It's Custer out front.
Custer will be in some lap traffic and probably three or four more laps. That time by A.J. Allmendinger, gained 0.2.
And you know, Doug, even the lap cars in front of them are spread out quite a bit. So Cole Custer, in theory, should not have a great deal of difficulty getting around. However, if they utilize the lane he wants, that could change things up. A.J. works his car down the backstretch now. He's got a good 10, 12 car length to try to get in. Back up there to Cole Custer to the lead. Once again, Allmendinger working the middle of the racetrack. Nemechek, a good 15 car lengths behind the second place car.
Ty Gibbs running in the fourth spot. Here's Chandler Smith. Smith looks to the inside. A little bit of a tap at the exit of turn four. Allgaier's there. Three cars now fighting for that fourth spot.
Ty Gibbs struggling a bit here in the third stage after dominating stage number one. He goes to the bottom. Right behind him, Chandler Smith rides the middle lane. That in an effort to block the progress of Justin Allgaier, who's closing right on the back bumper. Yeah, Chandler Smith had to give up just a little bit to work around Emmerling. That brought the seven car back into it with Allgaier behind the wheel. Bottom of the racetrack here in three and four. Tries to work up off of number four. He's right there.
Meanwhile, that last lap around, pretty much a push. Cole Custer still 0.6 up on A.J. Allmendinger.
Continue to monitor that down the back straightaway. The gap is about six car lengths now. The advantage that Cole Custer has over A.J. Allmendinger as they work slowly through some traffic.
Yeah, right now Cole Custer's got a good bit of distance before he's going to get to more lap traffic to work. A.J. Allmendinger, a good 10, 12 car lengths back behind, but works off four.
Nearly identical laps by the top two cars the last couple of laps. Again, the gap remaining at 0.6 of a second. Watching Ty Gibbs trying to hold off Justin Allgaier along with Chandler Smith. They're doing battle again for the fourth spot. This happening with 60 laps to go here in the Tennessee Lottery 250 from Nashville Super Speedway. Cole Custer remains your leader.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. 58 laps to go here at Nashville in this Xfinity Series race with Cole Custer, your leader, by again 0.6 of a second over A.J. Allmendinger. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central. Take a seat and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Holding set right now, or holding serve, I should say, has been Cole Custer. He has been somewhere between a half a second and 0.7 seconds ahead of A.J. Allmendinger for at least the last 10 laps. Last time it was 0.6 seconds. Let's see what it is this time as Custer comes across the start-finish line. There's Allmendinger, and the difference is going to be 0.6 seconds.
The fight, though, remains for fourth. Ty Gibbs now trying to hold off Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier finally separated himself from both Noah Gregson and Chandler Smith. As I say that, he tries to get around Ty Gibbs, and that enables Gregson to make it a three-way battle for fourth.
Allgaier can't quite get to the left side corner deck lid of the guy he's trying to pass, and he can't pack that air on him and make that pass. He gets right there, turns him around. Allgaier gets into Gibbs. Gibbs now slides sideways. Gregson nowhere to go. They all gather their cars up. Everybody scrambles, and we finally have a caution flag.
Wow. Sam Mayer, the big beneficiary there, along with Gregson, they got by to take over fourth and fifth. Chandler Smith sixth across the stripe. Allgaier seventh. Gibbs rights his car and is eighth across the line as the yellow flag flies here at Nashville Super Speedway.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards golf lessons to become a scratch golfer. Progressive cannot guarantee that you will ever become a scratch golfer. Scratch golfers are really, really good. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, and sure, you could put that money towards lessons, but if you can't hit the broadside of a barn and think you're going to become a scratch golfer, you're delusional. Sorry, just telling it like it is. Savings, maybe. Scratch golfer, don't hold your breath. Switch and see if you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. It's universally accepted that golf is hard. Progressive cannot guarantee improved performance on the course.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race. NASCAR weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
First yellow of the day for cause. Justin Allgaier got into the rear of Ty Gibbs, turned Gibbs around. It looks like he was going to get away scot-free. Then Gibbs backs up into the wall a little bit with the left rear and does some damage to that car. Noah Gregson got through, and he missed the whole thing. And Chandler Smith did a great job too, Mark.
Absolutely. Could have T-boned Ty Gibbs and did not. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs has come in, took a little effort to get the jack underneath that side of the car, the right side of the car. He does have some damage on the right rear. They've gone ahead, made a chassis adjustment, changed the tires, and they're sending it back up. Feel pretty good about the body work they were able to do.
I don't think that Justin Allgaier got much damage, Mark. It looked like he might have just barely tapped Gibbs when he spun him.
And after that, he just slammed on the brakes. So did Chandler Smith. They're absolutely side by side, just inches apart, and barely missed the Ty Gibbs machine. We'll send it back now to our local stations. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
First caution for cars today, 138 laps down. We're have pit stops underway. Cole Custer's getting an adjustment. He wants a better long run grip. He's finished. He's already heading back out. Riley Herbst's got the four-tire change. Justin Allgaier's coming into his pit stall. They're planning on swapping out a battery as he's had some voltage issues during this run. Windy Venturini.
AJ Allmendinger loses seven or eight positions leaving pit road. We will have to confirm. I believe it's seven positions. He had trouble on the right side. The team was changing tires on the right side, had a lengthy stop. I couldn't see exactly what happened on the right side of the car, but all the team members, when they finished the left side tires, were shaking their heads. So we know a problem happened there. He was a little free on entry and off. His right rear was rolling over a little bit with the air pressure adjustment the last time they came down pit road and made that adjustment. So they went back on the original air pressure at the start of the race, but a big loss for A.J. Allmendinger on pit road. Brad Gilley.
Well, a little gain for John Hunter Nemechek. He actually got an extra spot off of pit road. He's going to be up to second now, and they actually went back on the adjustments that they had done earlier as well. John Hunter said the car is a little bit free on entry, but that's okay to him. What he doesn't feel is the right rear connected. That's giving him trouble getting back on throttle. So again, they went back on the adjustments, four tires in Sunoco, and sent him back out.
Here's how they came off the pit lane. The top 10, Cole Custer, John Hunter Nemechek, Chandler Smith up 3rd, Austin Hill up 4th. Gregson lost a spot. He's 5th. 6th up 5 is Sheldon Creed. Riley Herbst up 7. He is the 7th car off of pit lane. Sam Mayer lost 3 spots. He was 8th. A.J. Allmendinger lost 7 spots as Wendy Venturini mentioned. He was 9th off the pit lane, losing a spot. 10th off pit road is Ryan Sieg. Coming back for the green flag at Nashville Super Speedway.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts, drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Back here at Nashville Super Speedway under just our third yellow of the day. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
If 47 laps to go here in the Tennessee Lottery 250. Here's your top 20. Cole Custer leads the way. John Hunter Nemechek is second. Third, Chandler Smith. Austin Hill is fourth. Fifth to Noah Gregson. Sheldon Creed is sixth. Riley Herb seventh. Sam Mayer eighth. Ninth to A.J. Allmendinger. And Ryan Sieg rides 10th.
Parker Retzlaff, 11th. 12th, Anthony Alfredo. 13th, Carson Quapel. 14th is Jesse Love. Shane Van Gisbergen now 15th. 16th, Tyler Reddick. Jeb Burton, 17th. 18th, Parker Kligerman. Brendan Poole, 19th. 20th, Brandon Jones.
Rounding out the top 30, 21st, Leland Honeyman Jr. 22nd is going to be Ryan Ellis. Ross Chastain is 23rd. Jeremy Clements, 24th. 25th to Haley Deegan. Justin Allgaier relegated back to 26th. Kyle Sieg, 27th. 28th is DeBenedetto. Gibbs went from running in the top 4 to 29th. Josh Williams was penalized for speeding on pit road, so he'll restart in 30th. And Sammy Smith is 31st. He is the first car one lap down, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go. Lights off on the pace car. All the fans now covered in shade, on their feet, ready to see them head to the Geico restart zone.
So here they are coming down to the Geico restart zone. Cole Custer leading him in there to his outside, John Hunter Nemechek. Green flag is in the air, and we've got 46 laps to go here at Nashville.
Something tells me this is going to get real good here in the next several laps. It's the lead belongs to Cole Custer from the inside. Outside is John Hunter Nemechek trying to get to his inside. Is his teammate. That's Chandler Smith. Nemechek takes the lead. Smith will try to get second. Cole Custer darn near lost it off of turn two. Had to hang on to it. He lost a couple spots. Nemechek up front now, and he'll lead him off turn number four.
Coming out of four, it's John Hunter Nemechek on the point. Nestled in there in the second spot is going to be Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, Cole Custer, and Noah Gregson.
Austin Hill has been pretty much a non-factor. Raced his way from the back up to eighth, but stalled out right there. He's now to the third position. To the bottom of the racetrack, Noah Gregson will get another position from Cole Custer, who continues to struggle. He's fifth. Looking back a little further there, you see Sheldon Creed battling hard against A.J. Allmendinger. Sam Mayer's in the middle of that one as well. Those cars well inside the top ten. Here comes Nemechek again, all four.
Riley Herbst now looking to the inside of Cole Custer. Those two Stuart Haas Racing Fords door-to-door. A.J. Allmendinger behind them.
In front of them, two JGR Toyotas will battle for the lead. Chandler Smith has narrowed the margin between himself and race leader John Hunter Nemechek. Off turn two, the margin 400. Nemechek is just two car lengths. A.J. Allmendinger trying to regain what he had in that last, before that caution flag came out, rides right behind Cole Custer. Can't do anything with it. Custer back there at sixth or seventh. That's a good battle back there to the top ten.
Custer, one of the big losers in that last wreck that we had because he was the leader. Now he's been relegated back to riding around back there in the sixth spot.
Cole Custer restarted with the race lead, got very high and out of shape in turn two, and has not fully recovered yet. As you said, back to sixth position. Things settling down a moment among the top five. This first fight for position is sixth. That's where Mayer goes underneath Allmendinger. Allmendinger will stay to the outside, Mayer to the inside. Meanwhile, Chandler Smith not letting Nemechek go up front.
Sam Mayer now moves into the seventh position as he scoots underneath A.J. Allmendinger with the door open to the inside. Sheldon Creed trying to drive through there as well.
Sheldon Creed has not been in the top ten all afternoon long. He'll try to get there, however, in turn number two. He'll go to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger. So far, Allmendinger is hanging onto the position, but just barely. Good battle amongst those cars. Once again, A.J. Allmendinger out in front of Sheldon Creed in this battle. Behind him, though, Jesse Love now getting a little bit racy in that number two Chevy. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to work his way up through the top 10. Will be door-to-door with Creed off four.
Jesse Love has improved 28 positions so far this afternoon. They're back in one.
He's actually improved a whole lot more than that, Mark, after having to come from the back to the front twice with a bad pit stop at about midway through the race. Up front, the margin is stable, first to second. Watching Jesse Love now again, trying to pick his way up a little further into the top 10. Down the backstretch they go, racing into turn number three. Love is right behind, kind of trapped in behind Ryan Sieg and Sheldon Creed off turn number four.
Give credit here, Chandler Smith not letting John Hunter Nemechek drive away. All the front-running teams are on their last set of tires. Fuel should not be an issue.
We'll continue to watch this fight for position. Nothing much going on among the top seven or eight. It is still Sheldon Creed trying to fend off a couple of cars behind him. To the outside is Ryan Sieg.
And to the bottom side is another car that I really can't identify, Pat. Maybe you can.
That's Carson Quapel. He too is trying to break out and get up here nearer the top 10 than he's been all day. He'll hold his car at the bottom of the racetrack. He'll get around Creed. Now he's going to go to work on the outside, working back to turn 4.
As they work their way down to the start-finish line, we have now 38 laps to go in this race this afternoon. John Hunter Nemechek, the leader by 0.3 seconds over Chandler Smith. Austin Hill is running in that third spot. Again, watching the battle a little farther back there with Ryan Sieg holding on to 10th. He's got a lot of company, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, Ryan Sieg's out in front as he gets into turn 3, but he does have a lot of company. Sheldon Creed's about a half a car length back now, midway through 3 and 4. Carson Quapel is there as well as Tyler Reddick, also in the middle of this group.
Getting reports that race leader John Hunter Nemechek might have a little bit of debris on his grill for the second time today. John Hunter Nemechek halfway down the backstretch. Chandler Smith not letting him get away, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, we'll try to get a good look at Nemechek's car when he gets right off of turn number 4 and is facing us here. Can't see any real debris on there. Maybe just a little bit of something. But again, it's Chandler Smith keeping him in check all 4.
These lead 2 cars driving away from Austin Hill, who looks in his rearview mirror. Noah Gregson is there.
Gregson rides in the fourth position. Austin Hill, I thought, since he had good track position on this most recent restart, would be a factor, but he cannot catch those 2 fleet Toyotas in front of him.
Yeah, and you know, we've mentioned Shane Van Gisbergen a few times today, and he actually is doing a pretty good job here trying to hold on and maybe get himself up into that top 10 as he battles down the backstretch. He's got Brandon Jones all over him, Parker Kligerman, Justin Allgaier's in the middle of that as well. But he's digging and doing all he can here on this oval.
Van Gisbergen right now riding in the 15th spot, having a decent run so far, battling with Parker Kligerman and Brandon Jones. Let's check in on the pit road now with Riley Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilly.
Doug, give you an update on John Hunter Nemechek. About 5 laps ago, they hopped on the radio, his spotter did, and say, look, you've got another little piece of debris on your grill. But he emphasized a little piece of debris. Just watch your temperatures. If anything's bad, let us know. So far, John Hunter Nemechek has said nothing. You guys were talking about Carson Quapel. He has raced his way up to 12th, was actually battling for a top 10 spot. It has been fascinating watching this young driver all day long. He has veteran spotter TJ Majors up on top of the pit box. He also has a veteran crew chief in Andrew Overstreet with that number 88 at Junior Motorsports. TJ has been coaching him very methodically throughout this entire race. And the good thing, Carson Quapel has been listening. As a pair, they have just been working their way up through the field between the driver and his spotter. And right now, Carson Quapel just got back around Sheldon Creed, and he's still working his way up toward the top 10.
Every time he shows up in this Junior Motorsports car on the Xfinity circuit, he turns in a really fine performance. That report brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 32 laps to go. The top 5 look like this. John Hunter Nemechek leading Chandler Smith by 0.7 seconds. Austin Hill is 3rd. 4th is Noah Gregson. Riley Herbst is 5th. And that's your top 5 here. From Nashville, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
we could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Your leader remains John Hunter Nemechek, but watching the fight for seventh, Cole Custer has it. A.J. Allmendinger trying to wrestle it away.
Down the back stretch they go, trying to see what they can get done on this part of the racetrack. Allmendinger trying to hold on to that position off of four.
John Hunter Nemechek just pulled off a pretty slick move, Mark. He got up and used the lap car of Patrick Emmerling to get the debris off the grill of his car. That's a nice veteran move there by John Hunter Nemechek.
Take your time, catch the back of the pack, and then get yourself up there close to a car. And whatever that happens, there's a vortex, some kind of suction that happens that pops it off. So now John Hunter Nemechek, good shape that way. But Rob Albright, Chandler Smith, they let them get away.
Well, that enabled Chandler Smith to narrow the margin first to second by quite a bit because Nemechek had to roll out of the throttle in order to get Emmerling, get that piece of debris off. We'll see if he can stretch it back out. Now the gap is only about half dozen car lengths. Yeah, but he's, again, keeping him honest, keeping him in sight. Nemechek's going to have to battle his way through some lap traffic at some point because we got enough laps for that as they come off a turn at number four.
We are running out of laps, down to 26 to go when they cross the stripe, and it's just those two in contention right now. Back in third is Austin Hill. He's 5 seconds back, Rob.
Yeah, and he enjoys about a 15-car length lead over the fourth-place car of Noah Gregson. Fifth is Riley Herbst. But the man we talked about just a few minutes ago that continues to impress, young Jesse Love, he's up to the seventh position now, and Pat, he is definitely closing on her.
Yeah, Jesse Love doing a good job this afternoon. That's what he does, even when he doesn't have a car that can necessarily contend in the top five. He gets all he can get right now, working his way through three and four. Jesse Love, a real young talent coming into this sport.
Watching Justin Allgaier now, lining up his junior motorsports teammate, Carson Quappel. Those two cars fighting their way down the front stretch with Quappel trying to hold on to 11.
And, of course, after tangling with Ty Gibbs, Allgaier made multiple pit stops, which put him at the back end of the cars on the lead lap, and he's been making good progress, steady progress. He can't get to the front, Pat, but he can pick up some spots.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about when you get in that position. You got to continue to try to get all you can get. Right now, Allgaier takes that yellow and black car today. Bottom of the racetrack, he takes that spot up.
And that'll move Allgaier up to the 11th spot. But like we said, you need to grab every point that you possibly can. Let's give you a full field rundown here as we get ready to close this race out. John Hunter Nemechek leading by 7/10 of a second over Chandler Smith. Austin Hill is third. Noah Gregson fourth. Riley Herbst is fifth. Sixth to Jesse Love. A.J. Allmendinger is sixth in seventh spot. Eighth belongs to Cole Custer. Ninth is Sam Mayer. And Ryan Sieg will ride in 10th.
Justin Allgaier has just moved up to 11th after passing Carson Quappel. Sheldon Creed 13th. 14th is Brandon Jones. Tyler Reddick 15th. 16th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Parker Kligerman 17th. 18th, Parker Retzlaff. Anthony Alfredo 19th. 20th, Jeb Burton.
Ty Gibbs back in 21st. 22nd to Brennan Poole. 23rd is going to be Ryan Ellis. Jeremy Clements 24th. Josh Williams 25th. Leland Honeyman Jr. 26th. 27th, Kyle Sieg. Ross Chastain 9th. been a factor today is 28th. 29th is Haley Deegan. Matt DiBenedetto is the last car on the lead lap, and he's 30th.
Minus one in 31st, Sammy Smith. Kyle Weatherman also down one lap in 32nd. Minus three in 33rd, Logan Bearden. Garrett Smithley minus three laps in 34th. Patrick Emmerling minus three in 35th. Blaine Perkins also minus three laps in 36th, as is Chad Fincham, 37th. And minus four in 38th is Dawson Cram. That full field rundown with 22 laps to go here at Nashville Super Speedway.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
As the laps wind down, John Hunter Nemechek starting to stretch his lead. It's almost a full second now over Chandler Smith. From Nashville, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
With 17 laps to go, we will go commercial-free to the checkers, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Doug, as this race draws to a close with 17 laps to go in the Tennessee Lottery 250, a couple things jump out at me. Cole Custer, who led on this restart, faded back to eighth spot now, doesn't have anything to win this race. And A.J. Allmendinger, who spent a lot of this race threatening to get up front, threatening to take the lead, now he's running seventh, doesn't really have anything for the cars up ahead of him. And it's been that kind of season for A.J. I expected him to have a couple, three wins by now. They're still at zero, still struggling to get top ten.
And they were pretty racy throughout the day, Mark, until they came in and had a disastrous pit stop, and it cost them all their track position. Let's go down to Windy.
Sheldon Creed has come down pit road for a battery issue. A few laps ago, he knew there was an issue with the voltage. A couple of his gauges had gone off, and at some point it started sputtering for him, turning off and on. So they brought him to pit road. They're going underneath the hood. They do feel like they're going to probably have to change this battery with only, 15 laps to go for Sheldon Creed, who was running 15.
It's going to be a big hit there for Creed as he sets still on the pit lane right now with the laps winding down ever so quickly now, as we only have 14 laps to go. John Hunter Nemechek, Chandler Smith gave it a really good shot, but lap after lap, he kept picking up about a tenth, did John Hunter, and has pulled away now to well over a second.
Just kept grinding Chandler Smith down. Again, both of these guys in JGR Toyotas. And, Doug, there's been a lot of the JGR machines at the front today. First, Ty Gibbs. Then it was Nemechek, Chandler Smith, now the challenger. Ty Gibbs, of course, got bumped into a wreck just a few laps ago. He is now struggling in the back of the pack with a damaged race car. But it's been a big day for Joe Gibbs Racing and those Toyotas. They've shown a lot of muscle.
Ollie Herbst has had a nice run today. Been kind of quiet, but he's hung into the top 10 all day long. Right now riding the sixth spot. And I've got to give a tip of the hat to do for Noah Gregson. He's out there. This is a two-team effort. It's a Stuart Haas car. It's been raced one time before. But he's given a great accounting of himself riding in the fourth spot today.
And guys, right ahead of them, we've got a three-car battle now that includes that car of Noah Gregson. He's fourth. But Jesse Love has run down both Gregson and Austin Hill. So, Pat, as they hustle off turn number two, we could have a change in third position shortly.
Yeah, Jesse Love now probably about three car lengths behind Noah Gregson. Up in front of that group, it is his teammate, Austin Hill. They race into turns three and four. All three of those nose to tail down at the bottom of the racetrack, but a good heated battle amongst that group.
Jesse Love already playoff bound by virtue of his win at Talladega earlier this season. Three car lengths behind Austin Hill. It's an equal distance back.
And this is a full straightaway back of the first place car of John Hunter Nemechek, who enjoys about a 15 car length advantage over his teammate. That is Chandler Smith, as we continue to watch this fight for third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, that's a good battle there amongst these cars. Of course, Nemechek just kind of hoping these laps can reel off without seeing that caution flag again. Here comes Jesse Love. He's going to go try underneath Noah Gregson off of turn number four.
Well, almost hooked the left rear of Noah Gregson. They almost make contact. Hill, Gregson, Love head back to turn number one, nose to tail.
Jesse Love has run these two down pretty easily. Getting around them is another matter altogether. Off of turn number two, Love sits right on the back bumper of Noah Gregson.
Jesse Love got a blue and black car today, kind of different paint scheme or wrap, I should say, on that race car. Hard to see on the racetrack. Here goes Love, down in the bottom at three and four, midway through, trying to make a move on Noah Gregson.
Noah Gregson could be tough to get around on the racetrack, and he is trying to do that right now. Will he throw the block on Jesse Love along the front stretch? Love trying to nose underneath him.
And the beneficiary of this battle for fourth is third place Austin Hill, has stretched his advantage over this side-by-side fight for fifth to about five car lengths, but off turn two, now Jesse Love will clear Noah Gregson.
Yep, Jesse Love now can go to work on his teammate up in front, Austin Hill, who's trying to split a couple of much slower cars, can't quite get around him. Now Austin Hill will make that move, get underneath and get some clean air on the nose of that car.
Austin Hill riding third, eight laps to go here.